week. Hope you guys had a lot of fun. We had our trivia on Tuesday. We did some old kid shows and stuff too. And today we are not losing the old school chat. We're going to go back in time once again. We got our buddy Garrett here from the Forces of Fandom, all the way from Utah.
Hello.
How's it go? I don't know. I was going to say something. I totally forgot what I was going to say. So I'm just like, move my hands.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So it actually came to my attention before we came on that actually I even confused him for a second as to what we're talking about. So we're going to use that as kind of a fun little intro there. So when you think of Ghostbusters, obviously, most people are going to jump to the 80s movie that we all grown to love. Not so much the second one, maybe I think more so the first one. You know, the second one was like, whatever. And then subsequently, a couple of years ago, we had that really weird reboot that I don't understand what the hell that was. But
yeah,
whatever. Nobody does, exactly. So we're going to go over the cartoon based on a series that I guess kind of maybe got to the movie eventually somehow. Which then that movie created another cartoon series as well. There's so many things going on in this picture here. But the cartoon we're going over is from 86. It actually lasted a season basically. And it was based off of a live action series about a bunch of kind of inept characters that were called out to take care of ghost situations, which weirdly, I mean, it's pretty much the movie. So I don't really know what happened here. I guess that's for another day. So I guess, in a weird way, this kind of connects, but it doesn't connect. What do we think? Do we think this really connected at all to anything else, or was this really supposed to be its own thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Both cartoons came out in 86, and I believe that the Ghostbusters movie came out in 84, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds about right, yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know. Kind of a weird time back then. I don't know what the deal was with, you know, copyrights and stuff. You know, everybody was naming everything the same thing and doing whatever they wanted, but I don't know. It's kind of weird. I like the basis, you know, of both the shows seem very similar. So I don't know who was ripping off who, you know, ultimately.
Well, because I'm looking at the live action that came from this cartoon we're talking about, and it really seemed like a kind of like a Three Stooges type of deal. Like they had a guy in a gorilla suit on their team. It was very not Ghostbustery, if that's a word, of what we know of it. Well, but the connection to the two was they both hunt a ghost, I guess. Funny enough, it looks like the movie had to go back in time to these guys to get the okay to use the name, because I guess there was some sort of liability issue there. But it turns out that this other bumbling show came across this cartoon. My guess is because it only lasted 65 seasons or 65 episodes was because it probably precursed something that wasn't really ready for its time, right? I mean, we can bring up the real Ghostbusters, which is what has the characters from the Ghostbusters movie we know of, was really ripped directly from the film. So when you watch the real Ghostbusters, you pretty much get a day-to-day life of what the movie was, correct? Is that that's a fair connection, right?
Yeah.
No. You know what? Actually, it seems like to me this cartoon. It almost seems like episodes of Scooby-Doo. In a weird way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it seems like to me. More Scooby-Doo. It's more. I mean, the Ghostbusters movie with Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray. I mean, it was a comedy, but it's definitely not like, you know, Scooby-Doo comedy.
Right.
In that sense.
Right. cartoon goes right from this other show. Apparently the characters are the sons of the guys from the TV show, from the live action show, and they basically just continue on from the live action to cartoon. They have like a talking bat, and they have a car, they have Ghost Buggy Jr. They have, you know, they have a bunch of weird stuff in there, which really would make sense for the other Ghostbusters too. But I guess it was really kind of, in a way, before their time frame. I guess we'll kind of talk about that for a second. I mean, does it seem kind of like a ripoff? Or, I mean, does Scooby-Doo now kind of seem like a ripoff of this maybe then? You know, because they really, both cartoons were really wacko way before their time frame. I mean, Scooby-Doo definitely was something that you would never think would have been made in, like, what, the 60s and 70s?
Yeah, I don't know. Scooby-Doo started in 69.
This was way out. Okay, so then this maybe could be a ripoff maybe of Scooby-Doo then. Maybe.
That's what it seems like. It seems like Ghostbusters, at least the 70s, 75 series, yeah, it was kind of a live, seemed like, I don't know, a live action kind of spoof on Scooby-Doo, which then turned into a cartoon.
I don't know what happens, but like, I'm looking, you know, like, yeah. Some of the characters they had in here, like they had Dracula and the Headless Horseman, and that's literally like what Scooby-Doo people would be looking at. They used to go after all the classic Universal monsters. So I don't know. I mean, even as I was reading all this stuff to do some research on it, I'm still confused as to what this was, because it seemed like such an obvious show, and then you get down to the bare bones, you're like, what the were they doing? So now one thing that I wanted to bring up that was kind of funny is, as the catchphrase we know is, "Who are you going to call?" Which I the scroll across the screen there, their thing was, "Let's go." So
Ghostbusters.
Okay. You know, it's like, I don't know really what, you know, it feels like people are ripping each other off, but in different time frames and different timelines of history. Like, it seems like somebody had this backwards, and it almost seems like the Ghostbusters movie that we know sort of got the idea from here, but really didn't, but has the same exact name. And we're going to get into the controversy in a minute, but you see where I'm going with this? Like, it almost seems like, it's like if somebody made Jurassic Park before Jurassic Park was made, and then Jurassic Park decided to make Jurassic Park off of Jurassic Park. Like, you get what, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Not. What do we think on that? Like, have we seen this before? It's kind of like the Marvel DC, like, who made who first? It's like, is the Hulk ripped off of the other guy, or vice versa? Superman ripped off of, is Shazam ripped off of Captain? You know, it's are we missing something here? What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know that there's ever really been any originality for a long, long time. Because even going to your point of Jurassic Park, you know, there was a movie made in like the 50s called The Lost World, where people like encountered dinosaurs. So I don't know. It just might be, you know, they had the same idea, and maybe Dan Aykroyd, when he was writing Ghostbusters, was, you know, didn't realize, or maybe he did realize that he had seen a few episodes of this TV show or something. I don't know.
We can actually from that dive right into the controversy. So now the juicy stuff. Now we can talk about the fun stuff. So apparently Columbia Pictures, who produced the movie that we know of, neglected the fact that Filmation had already produced a live-action comedy series with the same name. So right there, I guess for one reason or another, the people behind Ghostbusters were like, we're doing this. Even though they probably knew that they were taking a name. So that's strike one, I guess, right there. Columbia agreed to license the name from Filmation for $500,000 plus 1% of profits, which were basically nothing. at that time frame. Since Columbia did not want to license Filmation the rights to the movie when they were looking to produce, Filmation produced an animated series of the live-action TV show instead. So Columbia then proceeded to name their cartoon The Real Ghostbusters, to distinguish it from the show. So in a weird way, Filmation kind of gave the big FU to Columbia by licensing out their own product before Columbia could make money off of it, I guess. So what do we think about that? Because that's probably been done before, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure there's franchises that probably said, hey, you're going to do it anyway. We're going to get to it first. So that way, if you want to do something with it, hey, kind of like, remember we're talking about the RoboCop stuff, those toys that were made, I bet you the plenty of people were probably like, wait a minute, we're going to get to you first before the actual company makes money off of it. So what's the deal behind that? What do we think? Just opinion wise.
I don't know. I'm looking up. So it's kind of funny. The original releases of both of the Ghostbuster cartoons is like within a week of each other. They're like the Filmation the one based on the Filmation series, it released September 8th of 1986, while the Real Ghostbusters released September 13th. So it is like, it was really close. It was right there. So I don't know. Maybe it was, maybe it was that Filmation was pissed that Columbia made this movie with their name and got wind that they were making a cartoon. And so they busted one out first. And
well, it does say that one of the Filmation's people said they should have asked for the Ghostbusters cartoon rights to try to get more money and just didn't think about it at the time. So they knew what they were doing. They were like a dollar, what is it? A day late, dollar short, whatever. Like So you said that just now, it was literally within a week of each other. And this is not, I don't know if this is true. It's one of those weird conspiracy things. Do we think that maybe they were working together somehow, but kind of did this in a way to make it like more publicity? Would that not be that far to think?
I don't know. I think, you know, I don't know. I never know about this cartoon until, you know, I started talking about Ghostbusters and the cartoons and stuff with you. So I'm not sure that, I mean, in the TV series, it doesn't seem like it lasted too long. It's not one that I watched a lot of old TV stuff, TV series with my grandparents. They loved their old, you know, TV. I'd go watch TV Land with them all the time, and you know, some different things like that. This was never one that they brought up ever. And so I don't know. This is just me thinking. Obviously I have a bias towards the Ghostbuster movies because they're great. At least the first one is. I don't know. It kind of seems like to me that Filmation was trying to ride on the coattails of Columbia's movie, trying to use some of the publicity and stuff that came from the movie by putting out this cartoon, hoping people would be like thinking it's based on the movie rather than their TV show. I don't know though. Like that's. There's a lot of coincidence going on. I was just saying, there's a lot of coincidence going on between these. I don't know. It's muddy waters.
Now, do we even know if like Filmation is still there? I don't, because I didn't even hear. I hadn't heard of these people until I was looking up. Let me see, Filmation.
No.
Was okay. It's it's been done for a long time. Hey, it was in Reseda. Yeah, that's cool. It was in Southern California. Let's see what else they did. They did do a Looney Tunes crossover with one of their other franchises. So they seem, I mean, not to be offensive to other cartoons, but they seem to be like one of those, they don't have good franchises, so they kind of skim off of other people's.
Yeah, that's what I'm gathering too.
I mean, it makes me think though, because there's so many of these bigger franchises, and I always bring up Marvel and DC because they're always going at each other. But it's like, how many times do you? And, I mean, okay, I think you and I have agreed before that as far as originality goes, it's been dead for quite a while now. Like, I think books are the most original thing out there because they pretty much wrote the stories before everybody else did.
Pretty much.
But isn't there kind of like I think you put it well, the muddy waters. Like, isn't there kind of like a iffy spot where you shouldn't really go because you're going to end up like either getting sued or just getting clobbered by somebody bigger, like these guys did, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's funny because you've got Lost World, right? So, like, Lost World was Arthur C. Clarke was the guy who wrote the book. So, like, he basically wrote it. But then you go forward, you got Michael Crichton, and he wrote all the Jurassic Park books. So it's almost like Michael Crichton sat down one day and was like, oh, this is kind of a cool thing. Let's rewrite it again and put my name on it instead. And then you read both books, and you're like, okay, they're different, but not really. Like, they're more or less the same story, just in a different time frame. Right. So I guess it's impossible to switch, but I feel like, and again, usually I'm for the, like you said, I like the Ghostbusters movies, but I kind of feel bad for these guys in a way because Columbia pretty much screwed them and said, we know you made a show called Ghostbusters. We're going to make a movie called Ghostbusters. You don't really have a say in it. We're going to go for it anyway. And then Filmation at one point was like, let's try to work together. But Columbia is like, nope, we're bigger. We can do it. We're going to do it anyway. So.
Right.
They were kind of duped to begin with. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't know that I don't know. The original Ghostbusters TV show back in 75, like it was successful. So like, and so I maybe, you know, giving Columbia the benefit of the doubt, maybe they just forgot about this thing and that it even ever existed, you know. And when right. they made the movie, like I said, after the movie had so much success, maybe Phil Mason was like, oh, let's, you know, use this to our advantage a couple years later and make this cartoon. Coincidentally, you know, a week before they put out theirs.
We're going to kind of get them, like, literally right before they premiere theirs. The next part, now we talked about this last time with the RoboCop episode we did. Of course, toys are always made after this stuff, and these guys had a crap load of toys, apparently. It turns out the company that made the toys is now owned by Mattel. So that's another thing right there. But it seems like, at least from what I read, there wasn't anything really too much special other than everything else that was there. They had, I'm guessing these were characters. There was Jake, Eddie, Tracy, Belfry. Again, these are probably characters from the show. But again, the company that made them was bought up by somebody bigger. And how much you want to bet that a few months after, they probably stopped selling those toys and you can only pick them up on eBay now. So it seems like they could have done something, but I think it was just a bad timing. I think Columbia kind of got away with murder on this a little bit. I don't know. Because if you think about it, the Ghostbusters movie toys, those were like huge. Everybody had Ghostbusters toys. It was like Ninja Turtles, Transformers, you know, everybody had those toys. So again, I know we're kind of being the same thing, but like same question. It's the same idea, right? They put all this money into making this stuff, and then months later, the toy company gets taken over, and it's like, poof, these toys don't seem to be anywhere unless you dig deep on the internet and you go on eBay. I mean, I'm sure maybe if you look hard enough on Amazon, you can find them. But you know what I mean? There's something I miss, and maybe it's because the time frame that these shows are in, it was a different sort of rules. I don't know.
Yeah.
If this happened today, it would be like news breaking. Everybody would be in court for being, you know, like.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the Superman mustache thing. People were getting mad over that. That's what happens today.
Yeah.
At that point in time, nobody seemed to care about other people stealing your stuff because they're like, it's gonna happen. Like, I don't understand it personally. I don't get it. We're ranting, but still, like, you get what I'm saying though. It just seems like it's weird. I don't know.
I think a modern day equivalent would be Captain Marvel, both on the Marvel and DC side. And kind of, how in the Shazam movie, they kind of poked fun at that, where they almost said Captain Marvel at certain points of the movie, but they, it would get cut off or whatever because of, whatever reason. But for copyright issues, even though Shazam was the original Captain Marvel, they just gave up the rights to that name. They don't have the rights to that name anymore. So, I think what I'm getting from kind of doing a little bit of research on this is that even though Ghostbusters, the TV series, and then it was 75 was technically the original, the movie, the Columbia movie, just did it better. And sometimes it's kind of not who's original and who did it first, but really who did it better.
Okay. All right. I guess we should have started with that one. We had no show whatsoever. Like, okay, there, that's it. Okay. So lastly, and as far as product goes, of course, at one point the DVDs were there, but it looked like only for a couple of years, because it looked like, from what I read, in 2007 they were selling them, but by 2009 they stopped. You can still pick them up because, if you go on certain DVD websites, you can find old school stuff. But again, it's being pushed away. I think we don't really have to go in again too much. I think we've already kind of gone over the point of it, but it's more of the same. It's like, I forgot what podcast I did, but I think we're talking about Winnie the Pooh, and like at one point you can buy the DVDs everywhere, and now it's like you have to really dig to find like the 80s shows, even though it's a popular character. Nobody knows where they are anymore because nobody's bothered to like keep up on them. So I think it happens to anything. I agree with what you said. Who does it better usually wins. But I think generally speaking, any franchise, if it's not taken care of, it's going to get swept away, and you're going to have a hard time trying to figure out what the hell happened. I'm not saying that's going to happen to a big, like a Marvel DC thing, but there's a lot of franchises out there that should be available, and they just don't seem to be anywhere.
Yeah.
And,
I agree with you. There's a bunch of different comic companies who have great stories and would be great on screen. Bloodshot, I haven't seen the movie yet, but that Image Comics, they have a lot of good content and stuff they're sitting on, and hopefully we get more, of these different comic book companies to come out. And I agree with you though. Like, there's sometimes things just get pushed to the back burner and, nobody notices. So it's, I don't know, it's kind of interesting what remains popular and what doesn't over the years.
Now next I was going to bring up, that even though this was kind of a obscure show, the voice acting was actually huge. For instance, one of the main characters, Jake Kong, one of the main guys, was voiced by Patrick Fraley, who was better known by pretty much all the villains from the Ninja Turtle cartoons. He was Krang, he was Baxter Stockman, Casey Jones, all those guys. The other main character, Eddie, was voiced by Optimus Prime himself, Peter Cullen. So, and the list actually goes on pretty well. A lot of people from the Transformers were there. Let's see, who else do we got? Some other actors. A lot of them. It looks like a lot of people played some more multiple characters, which is not weird. A lot of cartoons do that. It's probably easier for the budget. You have one guy play it's like Animaniacs. You got like one guy playing 50 characters because they're that good. I'm not saying it's anything bad. They're that good. But does that put any, and again, we've kind of already gone over what we feel about the cartoon, but do you think this puts any look on it of maybe it could have been something better because of the people, or do you think just because of what happened and the timing, no matter who they got, it was still going to end up down?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, who knows whether they would have put out a cartoon had the Ghostbusters movie not happened, you know? It's kind of, I don't know, it's one of those anomalies. We'll never know.
Right.
But like I said, the original Ghostbusters TV show was never something that I was aware of. And as I said, I don't claim to be an expert on, you know, all old TV shows and stuff, but I definitely have a good background in it because my grandparents really exposed me to a lot of it. A lot of the good stuff anyway. So I don't know if this just wasn't good enough to make their cut.
The good stuff.
Right. yeah, who knows? I mean, maybe this Ghostbusters would have, you know, just died after their run was over and never been thought of again had Columbia not made that movie. One of those weird paradox things.
It was the butterfly effect or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Or the Mandela effect, whatever. I don't know. Yeah. I saw that on YouTube the other day.
Think about it too long, you go crazy.
Yeah, exactly, right? Okay, so the last two things I noticed is that these guys were not definitely followed the idea of using stuff over again. And it turns out a lot of their own of these cartoons, some of the frames and whatnot were taken from other versions of their cartoons as well. Which, you know, nothing bad there. I'm sure even the best cartoon studios out there reuse stuff.
Disney did it all the time.
Exactly. So again, that's not too weird. And then lastly, and again, this may or may not be obvious, they had a short comic book series, as it seems a lot of these cartoons have been doing. It was fairly short. I think it was 87, and it was probably just within 87, I believe. But, you know, I think it comes down to, you know, they tried. They might have tried a little too hard. They probably, you know, put too much money into something that probably wasn't going to make it. But again, that also happens too. Honestly, and this is I like the Ghostbusters. The Ghostbusters cartoon based off the movie was not really one of my cups of tea either. I thought that was kind of a really weird idea to make that into a cartoon too. Was it going to happen? Of course it was. I mean, any movie, if it's good enough, gets like a spin-off show or whatever. So again, in my personal opinion, both versions, the non-movie and the movie version, were both a little weird to me. We'll go back to it. Give me like Scooby-Doo. I will take Scooby-Doo old school cartoon any day. That's the good stuff. Now, the funny thing with that example is then you have like the Scooby-Doo movies that came afterwards. You're like, what the hell? They become cult classics. I mean, people love the movies, but it's kind of one of those, like, it should have stayed as a cartoon, and it's great as a cartoon. Like, what do you need to do more? You have stuff like the Pokemon anime that was a cartoon, and then all of a sudden the movies came out, and the movies did wonderfully because the cartoon was amazing, or is amazing, it's still on. You have, like, using Marvel and DC. Personally, I've seen some of the animated Marvel and DC stuff. It's not bad, but it's kind of a weird look at the characters.
Yeah.
So maybe the point of this whole thing is, you know, the show, like, and like you said, you know, with your grandparents, you watch the old shows. Maybe at the time, it was one of those really popular shows to watch. And maybe us being the time we're in, we just obviously, you know, we weren't around to watch it as a kid. So maybe there's just something that was there at the time that just doesn't really work for us anymore today. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I think I talked about yesterday, we were talking about kid shows. I watched some of the kid shows I watched when I was younger. They're still fun, remember? But it's like, why did I enjoy watching that as a kid? Like, it was just a really weird show.
Yeah. Yes, I feel you there. I tried to get my kids to watch some of the cartoons that I grew up watching, we grew up watching, and I'm like, why did I watch this? Some of them was like, why did my parents let me watch this? This is not appropriate at all.
It's funny, like, because there's all those the Disney innuendo jokes and like the Pixar jokes, yeah. And you're like, really? That's not appropriate for a kid. And then you watch it when you're older, like, seriously, you're like, your parents let you go,
yeah,
watch that,
yeah.
It's like I always say, the only adult cartoon that I watch still is The Simpsons, because Simpsons knows how to go to an area without crossing the line to be totally inappropriate. I can't do like Family Guy, any of that stuff. I personally can't watch that. But The Simpsons is one of the only ones I could watch that is made for like an adult audience, but it's never too far gone. It's always just there
to
handle it. And then you're like, okay, fine. Just don't go over that cliff. Just don't. Yeah. So I don't know. And I think it's a different world today too, I think, obviously. Like back in the 70s, you wouldn't get away with the stuff you have today, and vice versa. You wouldn't, the stuff from the 70s, if it, like, there's a channel I get called Cozy TV, and it's basically like, it shows the Munsters, it shows Columbo, it shows all the old shows from 70s, 80s, whatever. And it's fun to watch, but at the same time, you're like, how did this correspond to you know, regular life, when today that show wouldn't really get an audience necessarily,
yeah,
because it's a different kind of TV show.
Yeah.
So, and maybe you can kind of answer that, because like you said, how you watch it with your grandparents, maybe there's something there that they got and they liked that maybe we didn't. I don't know, you know, like.
I don't know. There's, I mean, some of those old shows, though, like the Munsters and, you know, the old Addams Family. And
there you go.
I'm trying to think of some other ones. You know, Mission Impossible was another one that we used to watch a lot. You know, Gilligan's Island. Like, those are just, they're classic. I Love Lucy. You could, all of those, right, you can watch today and still be entertained. I mean, even though they are set in a specific time era, like, it's, you could still watch them and they're still very enjoyable. I guess I would have to go find and watch some of the Ghostbusters live action and cartoon.
Are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure?
Maybe for science purposes. We'd have to see. I'd have to see. I'm not going to make a judgment until I, you know, unless I watch some of these episodes and see, but I think there's a reason why we still, why, you know, the Munsters and the Addams Family and some of those other ones are still around. They're still on TV land. You can still watch reruns, on cable network. You don't have to go digging for them. I think there's a reason why some of these are still around, you know, as opposed to some other old, long forgotten TV shows.
That's true. I'm trying to think of the channel. It's called Comet TV. It shows all of the B movies from the, you know, 50s till now. It shows all of the sci-fi shows that were, I guess, popular at one point, but are just very weird. And then it shows stuff like Babylon 5 and Outer Limits, which was like a big jump from time. Like, all of a sudden, that was like, it goes from, you know, black and white movies to like old 90s shows. But yeah, you got a point there. I mean, some of these are classics. I mean, Addams Family is a good example. It became a movie. Mission Impossible became a movie series. So they had something there before their time. Maybe they waited just to make sure they had a good, you know, kind of like they say about Black Panther. Black Panther could have been made a while ago, but they wanted to make it at a time when it would be well done. And probably make more of an impact for people to watch it. And right, what was that? That was 2018, I think, correct?
Yeah.
So 2 years ago. So, you know, and I remember because there was an article saying, like, I think Wesley Snipes or Sam Jackson or something was going to play the main character, but they didn't want to make it because it wasn't like good timing. They couldn't find a good director. And then they came across whoever it was who directed it now. And they're like, okay, this is the movie we wanted. And we're so glad we waited, you know, 10 years because it's so much better now. So who knows? I mean, maybe if the Munsters was made now, it could be a whole different show. Maybe that, you know, and I'm sure you read on Facebook, they keep, you know, they're like, oh, rebooting. I just saw today the rebooting Scarface from, you know, the 80s movie. Who knows?
Which actually is in turn, the Al Pacino movie is a reboot of a 50s movie, I believe. Like it's, there's no originality.
So, I mean, I guess that's what sells. I mean, we, you know, maybe we're in the wrong business. Maybe it's better business to be in that business because all you got to do is just remake the same thing 15 times and you make $1 billion a movie. So I don't know. So, I mean, I know we started off with the Ghostbusters thing, but I think what we've decided generally is I think sometimes they win, sometimes they don't. And even when they don't win, we're here decades later talking about it. So they did something right. If anybody out there has watched it, you know, let us know. For those who weren't able to catch it live, because we're going to wrap it up in a second, you'll be able to comment below on the video on Facebook. Let us know if you watched it. We might have to watch it for science, as you put it. But let us know. And let us know if you guys, you know, had a problem with the cartoon versus the movie cartoon. So I think we've bored them enough. I'm just kidding. All right, cool. So I appreciate, as always, for having you come on. Sure we'll get you back next week again. We have a whole new range of topics for next week, too. I know you got some stuff on your back burner for your side, so we will always link you up as we do regularly. If you guys have joined us for the first time, thanks for joining us. Hopefully you will join us again next week. If you guys have been continuously joining us, thanks for coming back. We're always doing something, right? And if we can make 40 minutes of your day pleasurable, why the hell not? And if anything, we like to talk to ourselves and we get pleasure out of doing that. So either way, we win somehow.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. So thank you again, everybody out there. Stay safe, stay healthy, and of course, stay nerdy. Bye, guys. Bye.